Hey there, and welcome back to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, Rick continues in his series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In this series, Rick shows us what it means to be truly spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. All right, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Connection.
What is God really like? What kind of father is God? The Bible says that there are four characteristics of the fatherhood of God. This is news you can use. Number one, He is a caring father. He is a caring, loving, compassionate father. God loves you more than you will ever know. He loves you more than you will ever understand. He loves you more than you could ever comprehend. You don't have the brain capacity to understand how much God loves you. It would be like an ant understanding a human being. An ant has not the capacity to understand a higher being. And you do not have the capacity, brain-wise, to understand and fathom the love of God. God is love. And everything in the universe He created because He loves it. And He made you to love you, and you wouldn't exist if God hadn't wanted to love you. He is loving towards you in everything that He does, and His compassion is His most outstanding quality. God is a caring Father. Notice this verse, Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father has compassion, not just love, compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who honor Him. He cares about everything in your life compassionately. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the followers of Jesus, the disciples, where most of them were fishermen. They were professional fishermen. And they're out on a lake one day fishing, and Jesus has gotten tired and curled up in one end of the boat and gone to sleep, and a storm comes up. Now, storms aren't a big deal for professional fishermen. They're used to fishing and, you know, rain and sleet and thunder and lightning. And so it wouldn't bother them. But this must have been a Category 9 storm because they got scared. And for professionals to get scared, it was pretty bad. Evidently, the ship's rocking and rolling and water's coming into the boat. And they think they're going to drown. And they go over and frantically wake up Jesus and ask Him one of the most important questions in life. Now, before I tell you what that question was, let me just say this. Here's a little hint. If Jesus is in your boat, it isn't going to sink. No matter how big the storm is, it ain't going to sink. So the key is, wherever you want help, get Jesus in the boat. You don't want your marriage to sink? Get Jesus in your marriage. You don't want your career to sink? Get Jesus in your career. You don't want your relationships to sink? Get Jesus in your relationships. Wherever He is, it's not going down. You don't have to worry about it. You want Jesus to help you in your life? Get Jesus in your life, and your life isn't going to sink. But the disciples, not thinking, go over, wake Jesus Christ up, and they say this, Lord, don't you care? One of the profound questions of life. Don't you care that we're about to drown? Don't you care we're about to go under? Don't you care that we're going down for the last time? You and I ask that question 1,000 different ways of God all the time. God, don't you care? Do you see that health report? Do you see that doctor's report? Don't you care? You see what a mess my marriage is in right now? Don't you care? You see how little money we've got in the bank and all the bills we've got? Don't you care? God, you see my kids are struggling in school? Don't you care? God, you know this fear that grips my mind and I can't seem to get rid of it? Don't you care? The answer is yes, God cares. In fact, He cares more than you care. He wants to help more than you want help. He knows what will help you more than you know what will help you. And He cares. He is aware and He cares. The Bible says this, 1 Peter chapter 5. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. He cares. Circle that. He cares. He is a caring father. Now, actually, the word here for cast all your cares, you might write to sin. A better word would be drop. Because when we hear the word cast, we think of having to throw something a little distance. When I hear the word cast, I think of like a cast on your leg, or I think of when I'm out fly fishing, casting a rod or casting a stone across the water. That's not this word at all. This is like if you were holding a huge boulder that you could barely hold up and you couldn't toss it 3 inches, much less 3 feet. And what God says to do is just let it go. Drop it. Let it go. It's not throw that big burden away. It's just drop it. How much energy does it take to drop something? Zero. Gravity does all the work. All you have to do is relax. Now listen very closely. If you're ever going to learn how much God cares about you, you must learn to relax. Because as long as you're uptight and you're worried about your future and you're worried about your job and you're worried about, am I going to have a baby? Am I going to get married? And on and on and on, whatever. As long as you're worried, you are not relaxing. And while you're not relaxing, you're not understanding the caring of God. He says, let it go. Drop it. Cast all your cares, all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Now, notice the second word. Circle the word all. Cast all your anxieties. I looked up this word all in the original Greek. And the word all literally means all. Very profound. It means that includes everything. Does God care about your house payments? Yes. Does He care about your grades if you're going to school? Yes. Does He care about the sales you need to make this month? Yes. Does He care about your health? Yes. Does He care about your dating life? Yes. Does He care about if your face breaks out? Yes, you laugh, but He does. Does He care if you get an upset stomach and have gas? Yes. There is nothing God does not care about in your life. Cast all your anxieties. Anything that's worth worrying about is worth giving to God. You just give it to God. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. There is nothing God does not care about in your life. Does He care about your success or your failure in life? Of course He does. He is a caring Father. You have a Heavenly Father who is aware, and you have a Heavenly Father who cares. He's caring. And He's concerned about every single detail of your life. The Bible says He knows every hair on your head and their original color. He knows it all. Now the Bible says this, Matthew chapter 6. So don't worry. Don't worry. Saying, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to wear? Your Heavenly Father, that's the caring Father. Your Heavenly Father knows you need these things. How many of your fathers? Can I see your hands? How many of your fathers? Okay. Fathers, do you want your kids to worry about, are we going to have enough to eat? Of course not. Do you want your kids worrying about, am I going to have any clothes to wear? Of course not. Caring dads take care of those needs. They care for their kids. Even though we are imperfect, sinful, and often quite selfish, I care that much about my kids. I want them to have enough to eat and enough to wear. And God says, now look, if you being imperfect care about those things, don't you think that I, who am the essence of love, the only reason you're able to love is because you're like me, made in my image, I am the essence of all love, don't you think I'm constantly thinking about your needs? I love you that much. You see, the point is this. Whenever we begin to doubt the love of God, there's a warning light. It's called worry. Worry is the warning light, bomp, 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 that you have forgotten how much God loves you. Worry is the warning light, you've stopped realizing how much God cares. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love for us. some of you really struggle with worry. I had a guy tell me one time, said, Rick, you know, I worry so much. I guess I just don't love God enough. That's the reason I worry. I just don't love God enough. And I said, nope, you're wrong. You're way off base. You're dead wrong. The reason you worry so much is not because you don't love God enough. The reason you worry so much is you don't know how much He loves you. Because if you knew and felt how much your Heavenly Father cares compassionately, constantly about you, you'd have to love Him back. If you don't love God, it just means one thing: you don't know Him. You can't help but love a God who loves you. And the more you understand how much He loves you, the more you fall in love with Him. And if you feel distant from God and you feel God is a million miles away, it's because you don't understand the kind of caring Father He really is. It's the first step to inner peace. Now, God is not only a caring Father. Number two, He is a consistent Father. That's really important, especially when everything's changing around us. He is a consistent Father. He will never let you down. He can be counted on. He is dependable. He is reliable. He is worthy of trust. James 1:17 says this: every good and perfect gift is from the Father. That means everything in your life that's good, God gave it to you. Even the air you're breathing right now, everything you have is a gift from God, including your life. You wouldn't even be alive if God hadn't given it to you as a gift. Everything in your life is a good and perfect gift from God the Father, who does not change. Circle that. He does not change like shifting shadows. He is an unchanging, consistent Father. Now, human fathers, we're often unpredictable. And some fathers are actually quite fickle. I've talked to teenagers who said, you know, growing up, I never knew how my dad was going to treat me. I never knew if he was going to be silent or violent. I never knew how my dad was going to react, or I never knew whether he was going to hug me or slug me. I never knew if he was going to take me in or reject me, whether he'd accept me or he'd reprove me. And it just left me feeling very confused, because my father was so fickle, depending on whether he was drunk or tired or thinking about something else or watching a game or whatever, I just couldn't depend on him. Inconsistent fathers produce insecure children. But the thing about God is He's not moody. Your Heavenly Father is consistent. He never has a bad day. He never has a bad hair day. He doesn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. He doesn't wake up grumpy or grouchy. He doesn't say, you know, I really had a tough night. Who could I zap today? God just doesn't walk around going, man, that really ticks me off. No. He is a consistent Father. He is not moody. He is not fickle. And one of the things I can count on is that God always acts the same toward me. Look at this verse, 2 Timothy. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. That is such a profound verse. I want us to read it aloud together. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. Now, we know that the world is changing. In fact, the world is changing faster and more than ever before. Everybody agree with that? It's changing more than ever before. It's changing faster than ever before. Years ago, Alvin Toffler wrote a book called Future Shock, in which he said that in times of rapid change, people need what he calls islands of stability. They need an anchor, a spiritual, emotional anchor to hang on to when everything else is flying off the wall. When everything else is up in the air, you need something in your life that absolutely never changes. To set your anchor in, for the anchor of your soul, you need an island of stability in order to handle the stress. There's only one problem. Friends, on this planet, nothing lasts. Nothing. Nothing lasts. No relationship lasts. No wealth lasts. No health lasts. No job lasts. No economy lasts. No nation lasts. Everything on this planet is temporary. There's only one thing on this planet you can count on that is not ever going to change, and that is the consistent, caring love of your Heavenly Father. So if you want to make it through the next few years and the tough times, you better put your anchor into that. If you put your trust in another person, they're going to change. If you put your trust in a job, it's going to change. If you put your trust in your wealth, your bank account, it will change. Anybody want to give a testimony? If you want to put your trust in yourself, you're going to change. You are going to change. There's only one thing that won't change: God, our Heavenly Father, who is consistently loving, consistently caring, consistently compassionate. He says this: God will never go back on His promises. You know, this is an amazing thing. When you look at all the different religions, and they're all man-made, God, we're not talking about religion. We're talking about our intimate relationship with God. Every religion is man-made. And in all man-made religions, God is fickle. God is moody. God has to be appeased and pleased. And whether it is we've got to sacrifice a virgin, or we've got to follow this eightfold path, or these 10 steps, or these commandments, or we've got to do this and look this way and bend that way and pray this way and on and on and on and on. And we've got to appease God because God is moody. All the way back from Greek mythology, where the gods are fickle today, and so we've got to please them and appease them. But that's not the true God. God says in His Word, Malachi 3:6, I, the Lord, do not change. It's the only thing that doesn't change. Culture changes, opinion changes, science changes. God doesn't change.
Thanks so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. You know, your prayers and financial support have a huge impact on millions of people here and around the world. So we really appreciate that. Thank you. And now Rick's going to share a letter from one of our listeners who says Daily Hope is making a real difference in their life.
You know, I want to just thank every one of you for your generous support. People all over the world are now listening to Daily Hope because of your financial support. Let me read you a letter from Rhoda, who lives in Papua New Guinea. Do you even know where that is? It's down toward Australia. Rhoda wrote, I want to let you know that the Daily Hope has helped change my views toward life because you share from the Word of God. She said, I've recommended Daily Hope to all my workmates, and since then, the life of one of my colleagues has changed, and she's always thankful for your sharing. We listen to Daily Hope every day. So I'm praying for you, Pastor Rick. Well, thank you. Thank you for your note, Rhoda, and thank you for writing all the way from Papua New Guinea, and thank those of you who are supporting this ministry so we can reach people like Rhoda. I'm glad you're living out God's principles in your daily life, Rhoda, and I want to say thanks to all of you for your support.
You know, if you'd like to support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, just go to PastorRick.com or simply text the word HOPE to 70309. Again, PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 70309. and all of us at Daily Hope thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.